You are listening to the Lenten Devotional from Ashes to Easter, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Our reading for today is from March 10th. The reading is from Jeremiah chapter 8, verses 4 to 7. You shall say to them, thus says the Lord, when men fail, do they not rise again? If one turns away, does he not return? Why then has this people turned away in perpetual backsliding? They hold fast to deceit, they refuse to return. I have paid attention and listened, but they have not spoken rightly. No man relents of his evil, saying, what have I done? Everyone turns his own course like a horse plunging headlong into battle. Even the stork in the heavens knows her times, and their turtle doves, swallow, and crane keep the time of their coming. But my people know not the rules of the Lord. Hearing the Lord speak through Jeremiah in the text for today, one could feel despairing, or at the least convicted, that we are not unlike those he speaks of concerning our own thoughts and behaviors at times, and even compare them favorably with the current political, social, and cultural climate of today. One only has to hear the news, pay attention to regular updates about COVID-19, and be caught up in the negativity and speculation that attends our frustrations at lockdowns, inconsistent rules, and just downright miserableness at the situation that we're all in, just for example, let alone other sins. But as we consider inconsistent rules, God has something to say about this too. Even the stork in the heavens knows her times, and the turtle dove, swallow, and crane keep the time of their coming. But my people know not the rules of the Lord. The craziness in the world today is derived from our own not knowing the rules of the Lord. How we live in this world is seen by our character, not always by our competencies, whether in the business world, parenting, or the church. We might be good at some tasks, but are we good people? Do we know the word of God that guides our hearts and minds and forms us into his people, being little Christ to each other in this world of ours, as Luther once quipped? Do we commit ourselves to prayer, to contemplation on God's goodness and wisdom, to act and speak winsomely for the gospel? Or do we neglect the word and continue to backslide? Lest we fall into despair because of our own tendencies not to follow the rules, follow our own ways, and to disregard others is certainly accurate and true. Greater yet is the light of the world, which pierces the night of our discontent, illumines our need, and bathes us in his mercy and love. God's mercy is indeed new every morning. His Spirit is with us, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Let's pray. Father in heaven, comfort us and convict us by the light of your Son, and guard our hearts and minds from the strategies of the dark kingdom that would entice us into the shadows. Bless our yearning to be faithful, and strengthen our resolve to know you by your word and prayer, ever thankful for your promises in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. So just a Lenten response might be, as you read the scriptures, where are you in the story? Whom do you identify with? How can you give hope to someone you might be concerned for?
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.